people, the landmarks, the rich history. Join Coin6 as we explore all things local. This is Where We Live with Ken Boddy.
Some 650 miles north of California's Silicon Valley lies Oregon's Silicon Forest. It is a cluster of high-tech companies with campuses stretching from Beaverton to Hillsboro. And while Intel may be the biggest name and employ the most people, it was not the first. For this week's Where We Live, we go inside the world of Tektronix to find out how the first seed of the Silicon Forest was planted.
So my name is Chris Loberg. I've been with Tektronix about 27 years. I'm the director of product marketing in our wideband solutions business unit.
What does Tektronix do?
Well, we make electronic measurement equipment. Our primary customers are engineers, design engineers. We've been in the business for a long time, but our focus is measurement instruments that solve problems for our engineers out there.
Give me an example of that, how that would be applied.
So a good example would be just up the street, Intel. Intel will use our equipment to measure the performance of their chips. So they've got chip performance, they want to achieve a certain performance parameter. They'll use our instrument to see if that chip is meeting those performance parameters. So they can visualize it and troubleshoot it and characterize the performance.
How did Tektronix get started?
Wow, that's a great question. From what I know, Howard Vollum left the Army and came out of the Army with some radio technology. And he tried to find a way to turn that radio understanding into an audio analyzer. And it just so happens that he was also in the same group with Hewlett and Packard. And Hewlett and Packard went to Palo Alto, started HP in a garage. Howard came back to Oregon, where he's from, and he began building this audio analyzer, which then eventually turned into an oscilloscope. And then Tektronix got on its way.
And what do oscilloscopes do?
So an oscilloscope is essentially a measurement instrument that lets you visualize electronic signaling. So it puts that electronic signal on a display so you can see what's going on inside of a chip or any sort of electronic design.
Tektronix is thought of as being the first high-tech company in what's now known as Oregon Silicon Forest, along with Electro-Scientific Industries. Talk about the development of Tektronix in this area and how it fits into the development of this whole high-tech corridor that we have.
Sure. I mean, Tektronix has a history or a culture of innovation. When you think about the way the company works, is we're selling to engineers, and engineers are looking for solutions. So our whole focus is trying to innovate to help an engineer solve a problem. What that's led to is the creation of some technologies that really led to spin-offs and new startups that really began from this idea of using innovation to solve problems. A couple of examples are around display technology. The oscilloscope has a display on it. And early on, that display technology led to a lot of startups spinning off, like Planar Systems, InFocus, Pixelworks, companies like that.
In fact, there are a lot of spinoffs that came not only out of Tektronix proper, but out of employees who used to work at Tektronix and started their own thing, correct?
Exactly. It was a combination of a couple of things. One, maybe an engineer decided he has this great idea, but it wasn't a direct fit with the measurement business. He took that idea, went and started a company. Or in another case, it could have been a business got large enough that Tektronix decided we'd like to support that business as another venture, and it grew into a company of its own.
And Howard Vollum and Jack Murdoch, two of the founders of the company, they were known as great philanthropists as well.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Yes, they contributed a lot to the community. In fact, their efforts led to a Tektronix Foundation that's still in place today. As an employee myself, when we do any charitable work and we provide money out of our own pocket to support a charitable organization, the Tektronix Foundation will match that on an annual basis. And it's really, really a great legacy for Howard and Mr. Murdoch, yeah.
Now, Howard was at Reed College. He was an engineer at Reed College, correct?
That's correct.
And there there's at least one building, maybe more, that's named for Howard Vollum on the Reed College campus, correct?
Absolutely. And there's also another lab named after Howard at Oregon State University down in Corvallis. Oregon State is a huge pipeline of talent, engineering talent here for Tektronix engineering.
When you look at the growth of the Silicon Forest, and Intel, of course, dominates this landscape right now, but Intel wasn't the first. You were the first.
Absolutely.
In this particular area. So when you look at how this has grown in the dozens of high-tech industries that have developed as a result of this, what does that make you feel like?
It's really a good feeling. I mean, to be able to go into an area like Portland, which has so much to offer in terms of nature and the beauty of this area, but to have a core set of engineering people around here that we can relate to, it's a great feeling. And it's good to know that Tektronix was at the basis of all of that, that engineering talent in the area. I mean, companies like Mentor Graphics, Pixelworks, like I mentioned, Planar, they've all grown from the beginning of Tektronix, and it just feels great. Even Intel. I mean, there's a lot of relationships we have with Intel as a customer, but also as a company that we can share engineering ideas with right here in the backyard. That's a great feeling.
Does it surprise you that our Silicon Forest has grown to the point that it has?
It does, in a way. The big development recently has been in software engineering. It's amazing, you know, the addition of open source software. It's grown tremendously, and it's just a great feeling. You know, the size of Intel and Tektronix together at the beginning is really a good legacy to grow from.
What do you anticipate for the future of Tektronix? What, in terms of product development or product improvement, do you see as we go forward?
We follow our customers' technology curves, and that's been the success of this company from the beginning. Beginning with the defense industry, going into the early days of the computing industry, now going forward into wireless and mobile communications and the cloud, I see a lot of promise for the company going forward, basically with the same premise we've always had, which is we're solving engineering problems for engineers out there, and they're going to continue to adapt and evolve these technologies, and Tektronix is going to keep up and give them measurement tools to keep an eye on those technologies.
We often think about companies like Nike and Adidas, which is going through a big expansion in Portland right now. Under Armour just had a big presence. We think about those companies in terms of the creative community in shoes and fashion. This really is a creative community when it comes to high tech, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of creativity goes into the innovation of electronics. For instance, on our campus every month, we host what we call Prototech. We invite all of the engineers on campus to take 48 hours out of their day and go off and work on an invention of their own related to the business. And then once a month, if they've got good ideas, they bring them into a meeting and share that with all of the leaders in the business. And if their idea is a good one, we take off and we run with it. So it's just a lot of creativity there.
I can tell just by our conversation, our short conversation here, that you have a lot of pride in working for Tektronix. So personally, what has it been like for you over the 27 years that you've been here?
Well, what I've really been inspired by is the people. We've got a great community of people around here, the culture of the company around innovation, and then our customers. I mean, being able to visit with folks from Apple Computers, Cisco Systems, Intel, and hear about all the technologies they're trying to evolve, it just never ends. There's always some new technology that we're tracking and we're helping support customers on. It never gets tiring. It's a great place to work.
And testing and measurement is really important to those customers.
Absolutely. I mean, they need to characterize and support their design ideas before they can go to market. It's a key part of their success.
Thank you very much, Chris. I appreciate the time.
All right, Ken. Thank you.
Tektronix was Oregon's largest private employer in the 1970s with more than 10,000 workers. Tech spinoffs planted more roots in the Silicon Forest, including Planar Systems, Mentor Graphics, and Pixelworks. In 2007, Tektronix was acquired by the Danaher Corporation of Washington, D.C. Tektronix keeps its name and its focus on test and measurement equipment. There are so many stories to tell about where we live, and we want to hear from you. Please send your story ideas to coinpodcasts@coin.com. And be sure to download and subscribe to Where We Live and all of the Coin6 podcasts at the Apple Store, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.